Chiefs 22. Shotgun, Fritz left. Pick back. He's looking. He's going for the end zone. And it is caught for a touchdown. It is Jason Avant. 22-yard touchdown to Jason Avant.
Jason Avant was his first touchdown of the season. He lines up in the tight slot. He runs a corner route. And he just outruns the defense.
Chip, early first touchdown last week against Kansas City. Just a basic snag concept here where you're going to get that right there, you're going to get this, and you're going to get that right now. And basically, I mean, as this thing kind of runs, you're just reading a triangle on this particular play.
We are. It starts off initially, you don't know if it's zone or man, but really, if it is man, then what we're looking for is the best matchup. And if the corner is going to carry this, that safety is going to carry the bubble. And we've got one-on-one, and Jason Avant does a great job on our corner route.
He beats Sean Smith right at the top. He misses the jam right here. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty easy read for Mike. The safety is really looking the eyes of Mike here. And as we saw, like, all night, Derek Johnson was basically just spying. Mike, he's free to come right now. He stays in there, takes a heck of a hit on make this
he
throw.
He does. And that's the one thing that I think is so underappreciated out of Mike is just how tough he is. There's not a lot of quarterbacks that are going to stand in there in the face of a blitz, know you're going to get hit, and still throw the ball. They're going to pull it down and kind of run around and try to avoid the hit. We made an adjustment later on and slid the protection back to that linebacker so we didn't get those situations, but it's a heck of a ball and a heck of a throw in the red zone at a critical time for us.
I mean, this is what you're talking about right now. Yeah. I mean, he's just coming right now. Mike really has no option right there. He's going to make that throw. He's got to take that hit.
He's got to throw hot. You know, we didn't have a guy for that protection, so the ball's got to come out. Mm-hmm. And because they're playing bump man, he's got to hold it just for a count, just to make sure Jason can set his angle. But just tells you how tough Mike is.
We saw a lot of man concept all night. Here you have double stacks. You know, 22 personnel here. So you got your tight ends out here and Shady. You got your tight end up here and Deshaun. Now you're going to option off the defensive tackle here. Mm-hmm. And really, they want to play it like this. Mike's going to take this ball down, and you're going to do that kind of damage.
Yeah, they've got six guys. Just mathematically, there's six guys in here.
Yep.
And we have five offensive linemen. And now Mike's got to be responsible for one of those guys. So we count Mike and the running back. That's one and two. So we have seven. They have six. If they took Mike, then the back's running free. If they take the back, then Mike's running free.
You spread the field to create one-on-one matchups.
Mm-hmm.
You like this one matchup right here. I mean, that's 61 yards. That's the longest run of his career. I don't know if people realize that at the time. And it's because the way you spread the field and the concepts right here.
The old common concept is that we do have an extra guy. So there's five offensive linemen and six run defenders. So we should match up numerically well. But because we count the five offensive linemen plus one and two, so now we have seven and they have six, this guy can't be right. If mm-hmm. he now takes the quarterback, mm-hmm. then Bryce is running. And if he takes Bryce, then Mike is running. So
on top of it, you get Evan Mathis right here in the middle linebacker. You mm-hmm. get Jason Peters cutting the defense off here. Mm-hmm. And then Mike just reads this perfectly. And now the race is on. All he's got to beat is the free safety, which he does. Really, pretty good concept right there.
It is. And if you're going to now play zone and pack more guys in the box, then there's less guys outside and you can throw the ball out to Deshaun or LeSean.
It was some other good plays defensively, I thought, this past week. You saw a concept here where you got Connor Barwin man-to-man on the tight end. And Fletcher's free to come on this closed look here on the backside. Mm-hmm. And he's able to flush Alex Smith on this third down look right now. And I think really once Connor Barwin realizes that his tight end is staying in the block, he's really free to come and clean up.
He is. We got a combination going on here between Connor and Fletch on who's covering the tight end. When the tight end steps down, then Fletch is coming.
Okay.
If the tight end were to step out, Connor could come.
Right.
You know, we're a two-on-one situation. Fletch does a great job of making the quarterback step up. Once Connor realizes his guy's in protection, he then can add. And what he does in adding is really creates an extra guy at the point of attack, and we get a huge play right there.
You got a good play. You got Trent Cole coming from the backside.
One of the things you're getting out of Trent is just tremendous effort all the time, and that's what makes him such a special player.
And it's really whether he's got his hand in the ground or whether he's in a two-point playing the outside linebacker right now.
Yeah, it's still kind of the same position. That job, number one, is we talk about three things, and dropping is the third thing, but it's rush the pass, set the edge, and then drop. And here's a great situation where he does set the edge and does a great job flushing the quarterback and forcing him back to Connor. Gets up the field, spins, great effort, kind of relentless, and then all of a sudden we got Connor coming back with Benny Logan wrapping around.
And the final play here, you got a stack concept right here. Mm-hmm. And really, you can see the communication right now. You're going to in and out this. And so I thought that they played this well last week in this situation. Fletcher's on the outside. Really a 3-over-2 concept right here. They're running sprint right option. Mm-hmm. Really no place for Alex Smith to go with that ball.
There isn't. And it's a great job making an adjustment because of the split. They knew they had deep help over the top. Mm-hmm. So the first defender is going to play all the inside routes. The second defender is going to play all the outside routes. And they're going to try to funnel them to the high safety. And that's what exactly happens. And then when we talk about, even though we're in a zone concept, we talk about the plaster technique. Once the routes express themselves, they need to plaster on the routes. And yep. I thought our guys did a great job of that. And now Alex doesn't have an opportunity to throw the ball. And then here comes the pursuit. That's the one thing I think we're doing a really good job of, is we're playing with great effort on the defensive side of the ball, and knowing that if we can get everybody running to the football, good things are going to happen. It was evident last Thursday night. We put our defense in a lot of adverse situations because of the turnovers, but I thought our defense really responded.